Best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Now, repeat. What do you think? Is that right? Certainly. You're absolutely right about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I like hot weather best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Intonation. Listen and repeat. What do you think? Is that right? Certainly. You're absolutely right about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I like hot weather best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Verb study. Listen. 1. Think. What do you think?
He thinks you're absolutely right about that.
He thought you were right about that.
We think you're mistaken about that.
Do you really want to know what I think? 2. Think of. What do you think of my children?
I think a lot of Mr. Cooper.
You thought a lot of Mr. Cooper, didn't you?
What does she think of my French accent?
3. Prefer. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
She prefers summer weather.
He likes winter weather best, but she prefers summer weather.
Which do you prefer?
Which does he prefer? 4. Work. He worked hard all day.
He always works hard every day.
I work hard too.
My friends work 8 hours every day.
I've worked in New York for 10 years.
Yesterday she worked at home all day.
Last year he was working in California.
Has she always worked in New York?
5. Be mistaken. I think you're mistaken about that.
We thought you were mistaken about that.
Isn't he mistaken about that?
I'm mistaken about that.
Now, repeat. 1. Think. What do you think?
He thinks you're absolutely right about that.
He thought you were right about that.
We think you're mistaken about that.
Do you really want to know what I think? Two. Think of. What do you think of my children?
I think a lot of Mr. Cooper.
You thought a lot of Mr. Cooper, didn't you?
What does she think of my French accent?
Three. Prefer. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
She prefers summer weather.
He likes winter weather best, but she prefers summer weather.
Which do you prefer?
Which does he prefer? Four. Work. He worked hard all day.
He always works hard every day.
I work hard too.
My friends work 8 hours every day.
I've worked in New York for 10 years.
Yesterday she worked at home all day.
Last year he was working in California.
Has she always worked in New York?
Five. Be mistaken. I think you're mistaken about that.
We thought you were mistaken about that.
Isn't he mistaken about that?
I'm mistaken about that.
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 9. Listen and repeat. I get out of bed at about 7 o'clock every morning. After getting up, I go into the bathroom and take a shower. Then I shave, brush my teeth, and comb my hair. After brushing my teeth, I put on my clothes. After that, I go downstairs to the kitchen to have breakfast. After eating breakfast, I go back upstairs again. Then it's usually time to wake up my little brother. He can't dress himself yet because he's too young. I wash his face and hands and then I dress him. He tries to button his own shirt, but he can't do it. My little brother takes a bath before he goes to bed at night. He always forgets to wash behind his ears. I'm always tired when I come home from work. At bedtime, I take off my clothes and put on my pajamas. I get into bed at about 11:30 and go right off to sleep. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 10. Listen and repeat. What do you think? Is that right? What do you think? Is that right? Certainly, you're absolutely right about that. Certainly, you're absolutely right about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I think you're mistaken about that. I like hot weather best. I like hot weather best. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Personally, I prefer winter weather. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? I don't know whether it will rain or not. I don't know whether it will rain or not. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? He's tired because he worked hard all day today. He's tired because he worked hard all day today. What do you think of my children? What do you think of my children? I think you have very attractive children. I think you have very attractive children. Please give me your frank opinion. Please give me your frank opinion. Do you really want to know what I think? Do you really want to know what I think? Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Of course I want to know what your opinion is. Now, review the verb study. Listen and repeat. 1. Think. What do you think?
He thinks you're absolutely right about that.
He thought you were right about that.
We think you're mistaken about that.
Do you really want to know what I think? 2. Think of. What do you think of my children?
I think a lot of Mr. Cooper.
You thought a lot of Mr. Cooper, didn't you?
What does she think of my French accent?
3. Prefer. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
She prefers summer weather.
He likes winter weather best, but she prefers summer weather.
Which do you prefer?
Which does he prefer? 4. Work. He worked hard all day.
He always works hard every day.
I work hard too.
My friends work 8 hours every day.
I've worked in New York for 10 years.
Yesterday she worked at home all day.
Last year he was working in California.
Has she always worked in New York?
5. Be mistaken. I think you're mistaken about that.
We thought you were mistaken about that.
Isn't he mistaken about that?
I'm mistaken about that.
This is the end of Tape 10A, Book 3, English 900. Book 3, Tape 10B, Substitution Drills. Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. What do you think? Is that right?
What do you think? Is that wrong?
What do you think? Is that correct?
What do you think? Is that incorrect?
2. Certainly. You're absolutely right about that.
Of course. You're absolutely right about that.
Naturally. You're absolutely right about that. 3. I think you're mistaken about that.
She thinks you're mistaken about that.
John thinks you're mistaken about that. 4. You're mistaken about that.
You are not mistaken about that.
You aren't mistaken about that.
He's mistaken about that.
He's not mistaken about that.
He isn't mistaken about that.
5. Aren't you mistaken about that?
Isn't she mistaken about that?
Isn't John mistaken about that? 6. I like hot weather best.
I like winter weather best.
I like summertime best.
I like sunshine best.
7. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
Personally, I love winter weather.
Personally, I like winter weather.
Personally, I enjoy winter weather.
8. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you suppose it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you feel it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you believe it's going to rain tomorrow?
9. I don't know whether it will rain or not.
I don't know whether John will leave today or not.
I don't know whether I will see him or not.
I don't know whether I'll enjoy the movie or not.
10. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea.
In my opinion, that's a wonderful idea.
In my opinion, that's a marvelous idea.
In my opinion, that's a good idea.
11. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so happy? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so sad? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so excited? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so angry? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so healthy? Do you have any idea?
12. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he worked hard all day.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he finished working early today.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he finished working late today.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he got a letter from his friend.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he didn't have lunch today.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he always eats good food.
13. What do you think of my children?
What do you think of my pet dog?
What do you think of my garden?
What do you think of my story?
What do you think of my poem? 14. I think you have very attractive children.
Personally, I think you have very attractive children.
In my opinion, you have very attractive children.
Personally, I'm of the opinion that you have very attractive children.
15. Please give me your frank opinion.
Please give me your honest opinion.
Please give me your medical opinion. 16. Do you really want to know what I think?
Do you really want to know what she thinks?
Do you really want to know what John thinks? 17. Of course I want to know what your opinion is.
Of course I want to know what your judgment is.
Of course I want to know what your conclusion is.
Of course I want to know what your recommendation is.
I like geography, but I prefer history.
I like geography, but I prefer art.
I like geography, but I prefer literature.
I like geography, but I prefer music.
I like geography, but I prefer medicine.
I like geography, but I prefer mathematics.
I like geography, but I prefer religion. 19. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his birthday.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his wedding anniversary.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is the first day of spring.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is a holiday.
Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. What do you think? Is that right?
What do you think? Is that wrong?
What do you think? Is that correct? 2. Certainly. You're absolutely right about that.
Of course. You're absolutely right about that.
Naturally. You're absolutely right about that. 3. I think you're mistaken about that.
She thinks you're mistaken about that.
John thinks you're mistaken about that. 4. You're mistaken about that.
You're not mistaken about that.
You aren't mistaken about that. 5. Aren't you mistaken about that?
Isn't she mistaken about that?
Isn't John mistaken about that? 6. I like hot weather best.
I like winter weather best.
I like summertime best. 7. Personally, I prefer winter weather.
Personally, I love winter weather.
Personally, I like winter weather. 8. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you suppose it's going to rain tomorrow?
Do you feel it's going to rain tomorrow? 9. I don't know whether it will rain or not.
I don't know whether John will leave today or not.
I don't know whether I will see him or not. 10. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea.
In my opinion, that's a wonderful idea.
In my opinion, that's a marvelous idea. 11. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so happy? Do you have any idea?
Why is Mr. Cooper so sad? Do you have any idea? 12. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he worked hard all day.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he finished working early today.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because he finished working late today. 13. What do you think of my children?
What do you think of my pet dog?
What do you think of my garden? 14. I think you have very attractive children.
Personally, I think you have very attractive children.
In my opinion, you have very attractive children. 15. Please give me your frank opinion.
Please give me your honest opinion.
Please give me your medical opinion. 16. Do you really want to know what I think?
Do you really want to know what she thinks?
Do you really want to know what Joan thinks? 17. Of course I want to know what your opinion is.
Of course I want to know what your judgment is.
Of course I want to know what your conclusion is. 18. I like geography, but I prefer history.
I like geography, but I prefer art.
I like geography, but I prefer literature. 19. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his birthday.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his wedding anniversary.
Mr. Cooper is happy because today is the first day of spring. This is the end of Tape 10B, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3, Tape 10C, Conversation. Listen. Mr. Smith, we are very happy to have you on our television program this evening.
I'm glad to be here.
Miss Fisher and I both have questions for you. We'd like to know your opinion. Miss Fisher, do you want to ask the first question?
Thank you. Mr. Smith, what do you think of our morning newspaper? Would you say it gives us all the latest news?
Yes, I would say so. I think it's a very good newspaper.
What is your opinion of television? Do you think that all the programs are good?
No, I don't. Some of the programs are interesting, but others could be better.
Please give me your frank opinion about our schools, Mr. Smith. Do you believe our teachers are doing a good job?
Yes, I do. I believe our schools are excellent.
What about music? What do you think of modern music?
I guess some of it is good. I don't always understand it. Personally, I prefer the symphonies of Beethoven.
We'd like to talk more, Mr. Smith, but we have no time. Miss Fisher and I want to thank you for being with us on our program this evening.
I am sure our television audience has enjoyed listening to your opinions. Thank you and good night.
It was my pleasure.
Now, repeat. Mr. Smith? We are very happy to have you on our television program this evening.
I'm glad to be here.
Miss
Fisher and I both have questions for you. We'd like to know your opinion. Miss Fisher, do you want to ask the first question?
Thank you. Mr. Smith, what do you think of our morning newspaper? Would you say it gives us all the latest news?
Yes, I would say so. I think it's a very good newspaper.
What is your opinion of television? Do you think that all the programs are good?
No, I don't. Some of the programs are interesting, but others could be better.
Please give me your frank opinion about our schools, Mr. Smith. Do you believe our teachers are doing a good job?
Yes, I do. I believe our schools are excellent.
What about music? What do you think of modern music?
I guess some of it is good. I don't always understand it. Personally, I prefer the symphonies of Beethoven.
We'd like to talk more, Mr. Smith, but we have no time. Miss Fisher and I want to thank you for being with us on our program this evening.
I am sure our television audience has enjoyed listening to your opinions. Thank you and good night.
It was my pleasure.
Now, listen again. Mr. Smith, we are very happy to have you on our television program this evening.
I'm glad to be here.
Miss Fisher and I both have questions for you. We'd like to know your opinion. Miss Fisher, do you want to ask the first question?
Thank you. Mr. Smith, what do you think of our morning newspaper? Would you say it gives us all the latest news?
Yes, I would say so. I think it's a very good newspaper.
What is your opinion of television? Do you think that all the programs are good?
No, I don't. Some of the programs are interesting, but others could be better.
Please give me your frank opinion about our schools, Mr. Smith. Do you believe our teachers are doing a good job?
Yes, I do. I believe our schools are excellent.
What about music? What do you think of modern music?
I guess some of it is good. I don't always understand it. Personally, I prefer the symphonies of Beethoven.
We'd like to talk more, Mr. Smith, but we have no time. Miss Fisher and I want to thank you for being with us on our program this evening.
I am sure our television audience has enjoyed listening to your opinions. Thank you and good night.
It was my pleasure.
Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow?
Are you mistaken about that?
Don't you think you're mistaken about that?
Was Mr. Cooper tired because he worked hard all day?
Do you suppose Mr. Cooper was tired because he worked hard all day?
Will I enjoy the movie?
Do you believe I'll enjoy the movie?
Can you give me your honest opinion?
Do you feel you can give me your honest opinion?
Is Mr. Cooper angry because he didn't have lunch today?
Don't you feel Mr. Cooper is angry because he didn't have lunch today?
Is Mr. Cooper happy because today's his birthday?
Don't you believe Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his birthday?
Does Mr. Cooper prefer warm weather?
you suppose Mr. Cooper prefers warm weather?
Does she love winter weather?
Do you think she loves winter weather?
Did he work hard all day?
Do you believe he worked hard all day?
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. Will it rain tomorrow?
I don't know whether it will rain tomorrow or not.
Will John enjoy the movie?
I don't know whether John will enjoy the movie or not.
Will John give you his honest opinion?
I don't know whether John will give you his honest opinion or not.
Will you see Mr. Cooper next Sunday?
I don't know whether you'll see Mr. Cooper next Sunday or not.
Is she mistaken about that?
I don't know whether she's mistaken about that or not.
Does Mr. Cooper prefer warm weather?
I don't know whether Mr. Cooper prefers warm weather or not.
Will you finish working early today?
I don't know whether you'll finish working early today or not.
Did she have lunch yet?
I don't know whether she had lunch yet or not.
Does John always eat good food?
I don't know whether John always eats good food or not.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. Judgment.
Give me your opinion. I really want to know your judgment.
Like.
You prefer sunshine. You like hot weather best.
Wonderful.
I think finishing work early before a holiday is an excellent idea. In my opinion, that will be wonderful.
Wrong.
I think John is mistaken about that. Do you also believe he is wrong?
Correct.
Your conclusion is absolutely right about that. I know you are correct.
Naturally.
Of course I will give you my frank opinion. Naturally I will be honest with you.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat.
Is Mr. Cooper tired?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
No, he isn't.
Do you like my pet dog?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Do you want to know what I think?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Does she like music?
Yes, she does.
Does she?
No, she doesn't.
Am I sad?
Yes, you are.
Am I?
No, you aren't.
Are we happy?
Yes, we are.
Are we?
they aren't.
Was he working yesterday?
Yes, he was.
Was he?
No, he wasn't.
Were we at home?
Yes, we were.
Were we?
No, we weren't.
Did you enjoy the winter?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you think a lot of Mr. Cooper?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Does he like my accent?
Yes, he does.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
Is Mary always so happy?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
No, she isn't.
Am I mistaken?
Yes, you are.
Am I?
No, you aren't.
Is Mr. Cooper working late tonight?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
No, he isn't. This is the end of tape 10C, book 3, English 900.
این حرف به ترجمه لغات و اصطلاحات یونیت شماره 10 توجه فرمایید. Word list، فهرست لغت. Angry، خشمگین یا عصبانی. Art، هنر. Attractive، جذاب. Certainly، مطمئنن یا قطعن. Conclusion، نتیجه. Excellent، عالی. Excited، یعنی هیجان زده، به هیجان آمده. Food، غذا. Frank، یعنی اصلی یا جدی یا رک. Garden، باغ. Good، صفت مطلقه به معنی خوب که صفت تفصیلیش میشه better، بی‌قاعده است، و صفت عالیش میشه best، یعنی بهترین. Holiday، تعطیل. Honest، یعنی نجیب، شریف یا درست کار. Idea، عقیده. Incorrect، یعنی نادرست. Judgment، قضاوت. Literature، ادبیات. Marvelous، عالی یا باشکوه. Mathematics، ریاضیات. Medical، طبی یا پزشکی. Medicine، طب یا دارو. Music، موزیک یا موسیقی. Naturally، طبیعتاً. Personally، شخصاً. Pet، حیوان دست‌آموز رو میگن، حیوانی که تو خونه نگهداریش میکنن ازش. Poem، شعر. Recommendation، توصیه یا سفارش. Religion، مذهب. So، یعنی بنابراین یا چنین. Story، داستان. Summertime، تابستان یا وقت تابستان. Sunshine، تابش خورشید. Weather، آیا. Why، یعنی چرا یا به علت اینکه. Wonderful، یعنی باشکوه یا شگفت انگیز. Wrong، غلط. Well، forms. Enjoy، لذت بردن، فعل با قاعده است، ایگی روش اضافه میکنیم. در اینجا why تغییر نمیکنه به این علت که اگر قبل از why حرف صدادار وجود داشته باشه و بخوایم پسوندی مثل ایدی اضافه کنیم، why تغییر نخواهد کرد که گذشته اسم مفعوله. enjoy میشه enjoy. love، دوست داشتن، واقعیده است که چون ای داره فقط دی اضافه میکنیم، گذشته اسم مفعولش میشه love. prefer، ترجیح دادن، واقعیده است و ایدی میگیره. و علاوه بر این که ایدی میگیره، آر درش دبل میشه از نظر دیکته. سپوز یعنی تصور کردن، فرض کردن، این هم با قاعده است، منتها چون ای داره و دی فقط دی اضافه میکنیم بهش، سپوز گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه. اکسپرشنز اصطلاحات، بی میستیکن اشتباه کردن، گت ا لتر نامه دریافت کردن، گیو ان اپینین یعنی اظهار عقیده کردن، آف کورس یعنی البته، ساپلیمنتری ورد لیست، انیمالز حیوانات، بیسبال بازی بیسبال، اکسپرت متخصص یا ماهر، گیم بازی، اینترویور یعنی مصاحبه کننده یا مصاحبه گر، جاب شغل، مادر جدید، مادر نو، نیچر طبیعت، پلانتس گیاهان، ریالایزد که یعنی درک کردن، تشخیص دادن که این ایدی علامت گذشته است، رسپکتد احترام گذاشتن و از اینجا ایدی علامت گذشته و اسم مفعوله، سیمفونیز سمفونی ها که جمع سیمفونی هستش، ترافل ایدی علامت گذشته است، ترافل یعنی مسافرت کردن. و حالا به ترجمه متن یونیت شماره 10 توجه بفرمایید. Getting other people's opinions and ideas. گرفتن عقاید سایر مردم و اطلاعات دیگران. What do you think? چی فکر میکنی؟ Is that right? اون درسته؟ Certainly. قطعا. You're absolutely right about that. تو کاملا درباره اون موضوع حق با توست. I think you're mistaken about that. من فکر میکنم که اشتباه میکنی درباره اون. I like hot weather best. من هوای گرم خیلی دوست دارم. Personally, I prefer winter weather. شخصا من هوای زمستون رو ترجیح میدم. You think it's going to rain tomorrow? فکر میکنی فردا بارون بیاد؟ I don't know whether it will rain or not. من نمیدونم که آیا فردا بارون خواهد اومد یا نه. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. عقیده من یک فکر عالیه، فکر جالبیه. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? چرا آقای کوپر اینقدر خسته است؟ Do you have any idea? آیا اطلاع داری؟ He's tired because he worked hard all day today. او خسته است چون تمام طول روز او کار کرده. کار کرد. What do you think of my children? درباره بچه های من چه فکر میکنی؟ I think you have very attractive children. من فکر میکنم شما بچه های خیلی جذابی دارید. Please give me your frank opinion. لطفا عقیده اصلی یا جدیتون رو به من بگید. Do you really want to know what I think? آیا واقعا میخوایی بدونی که من چی فکر میکنم؟ Of course I want to know what your opinion is. البته میخوام بدونم که عقیده شما چیه؟ ورساد مطالعه ف نمبر 1 think فکر کردن A what do you think چی فکر میکنی B he thinks you're absolutely right about that فکر میکنه که شما کاملا درست میگید کاملا حق در موضوع حق با شماست C he thought you were right about that او فکر کرد که شما حق داشتید در باره این موضوع D we think You're mistaken about that. ما فکر میکنیم که شما درباره این موضوع اشتباه میکنید. E. Do you really want to know what I think? آیا واقعا میخوای بدونی من چی فکر میکنم؟ Number two. Think of. فکر کردن به. A. What do you think of my children? درباره بچه های من چی فکر میکنیم؟ B. I think a lot of Mr. Cooper. من زیاد با آقای کوپر فکر میکنم. C. You thought a lot of Mr. Cooper, didn't you? شما زیاد درباره آقای کوپر فکر میکنید اینطور نیست؟ شما زیاد درباره آقای کوپر فکر میکردید اینطور نیست؟ D. What does she think of my French accent? او درباره لهجه فرانسوی من چی فکر میکنه؟ Number 3. Prefer ترجیح دادن A. Personally, I prefer winter weather. شخصا من هوای زمستون رو ترجیح میدم B. She prefers summer weather. او هوای تابستون ترجیح میده C. He likes winter weather best, but she prefers summer weather. او هوای زمستون رو خیلی زیاد دوست داره اما او ترجیح میده هوای تابستون رو. زی ویش دیو پریفر کدوم یک رو ترجیح میدی؟ ای ویش داز هی پریفر کدوم یک رو ترجیح میده؟ نمبر 4 ورک کار کردن. ای هی ورکت هارد all day او تمام طول روز رو سخت کار کرد. بی هی آلویز ورکس هارد اوری دی او همیشه سخت هر روز سخت کار میکنه. سی آی ورک هارد تو من هم سخت کار میکنم. دی مای فرندز ورک 8 آورز اوری دی دوستانم هر ساعت هر روز کار میکنند. ای آی ورکت این نیویورک فور 10 ایرز من 10 سال در نیویورک کار کردم. اف Yesterday she worked at home all day. دیروز تمام طول روز او در خونه کار کرد. G. Last year he was working in California. پارسال او در کالیفرنیا مشغول کار بود. H. Has she always worked in New York? آیا او همیشه در نیویورک کار کرده؟ B. Number 5. Be mistaken. اشتباه کردن. A. I think you're mistaken about that. من فکر میکنم در این موضوع شما اشتباه میکنید. B. We thought you were mistaken about that. ما فکر کردیم که شما اشتباه کردید درباره اون. C. Isn't he mistaken about that? آیا او درباره اون اشتباه میکنه؟ D. I'm mistaken about that. من درباره اون موضوع درباره اون اشتباه میکنم. Substitution drills. تمرین های جایگزینی. Number 1. What do you think? چی فکر میکنی؟ Is that right? اون درسته؟ Is that wrong? غلطه. Is that correct؟ آیا درسته؟ Is that incorrect؟ آیا نادرسته یا غلطه؟ Number 2. Certainly you're absolutely right about that. قطعاً شما کاملاً حق با شماست درباره اون. درست میگی درباره اون. Of course البته. Naturally طبیعتاً you're absolutely right about that. Number 3. I think you're mistaken about that. من فکر میکنم که درباره اون اشتباه میکنی. Number 4. You're mistaken about that. شما درباره اون اشتباه میکنید. You're not mistaken about that. شما درباره اون اشتباه نمیکنید. Number 5. Aren't you mistaken about that? آیا شما درباره اون اشتباه نمیکنید. Number 6. I like hot weather best. من هوای گرم رو خیلی دوست دارم. Number 7. Personally, I prefer winter weather. شخصا من هوای زمستون رو ترجیح میدم. Personally, I love winter weather. Number 8. Do you think it's going to rain tomorrow? آیا فکر میکنی که فردا بارون بیاد؟ Do you suppose it's going to rain tomorrow? آیا تصور میکنی که فردا بارون بیاد؟ Number 9. I don't know whether it will rain or not. نمیدونم که بارون میاد یا نه. Number 10. In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. برای من اون یک ایده جالبیه. In my opinion, that's a wonderful idea. این برای من اون یک ایده جالبی یا شگفت انگیزیه. Number 11. Why is Mr. Cooper so tired? Do you have any idea? آیا کوپر چرا اینقدر خسته است؟ هیچ نظری در این مورد داری؟ Why is Mr. Cooper so happy? چرا آقای کوپر اینقدر خوشحاله؟ Number 12. I don't know why. من نمیدونم چرا. Maybe it's because he worked hard all day. شاید به خاطر اینکه او تمام روز رو سخت کار کرد. I don't know why. من نمیدونم چرا. Maybe it's because he finished working. شاید به این علت که he finished working early today. به این علت که کارو زود تموم کرده امروز. Number 13. What do you think of my children? درباره بچه های من چه فکر میکنی؟ What do you think of my pet dog? What do you think of my garden? What do you think of my story? What do you think of my poem? درباره شعر من چه فکر میکنی؟ Number 14. I think you have very attractive children. من فکر میکنم شما بچه های خیلی جذابی دارید. Personally, I think you have very attractive children. شخصا من فکر میکنم شما بچه های خیلی جذابی دارید. Number 15. Please give me your frank opinion. لطفا عقیده جدی تو هم بگو. Number 16. Do you really want to know what I think? واقعا میخوای بدونی من چی فکر میکنم؟ Number 17. Of course I want to know what your opinion is. البته میخوام بدونم که عقیده شما چیه. Of course I want to know what your judgment is. البته میخوام بدونم که قضاوت شما چیه. Number 18. I love geography but I prefer history. من جغرافی رو دوست دارم اما تاریخ رو ترجیح میدم. I like geography but I prefer art. من جغرافی رو دوست دارم اما هنر رو ترجیح میدم. I like geography but I prefer literature. من جغرافی رو دوست دارم اما ادبیات رو ترجیح میدم. Number 19. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his birthday. آقای کوپر خوشحاله چون امروز روز تولدشه. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is his wedding anniversary. آقای کوپر خوشحاله چون امروز سالگرد عروسیشه. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is the first day of spring. آقای کوپر خوشحاله چون امروز اول روز اول بهاره. Mr. Cooper is happy because today is a holiday. آقای کوپر خوشحاله زیرا که امروز روز تعطیلیه.